Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 635, Beyond the Infinite, recorded live on June 21st, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And it is a couple weeks after E3, and we are finally starting to see the daylight out of 343. I'm guessing they took a week off, but we have a community update. We have an MCC Insider recap. We have HCS information, and we have lots of community-created content coming out around the release. Or the announcement of the Halo Infinite trailer. So quite a few things to talk about this week, unlike last week. But first off, as we normally do, let's do a quick recap of our weekend in streaming. So GT, how was Fraggin' Fridays this past weekend?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. We spent a lot of time in Warzone. Had a large group this week, which is always nice.
That's good.
And we wrapped it up with a game of Vehicle Fiesta.
Ooh, Fiesta.
And I think Confel only got 2 gun gooses this time and 17 ghosts.
In other words, he wasn't really causing many kills.
And then I think Bobby was in the Hannibal tank for about half the match.
What? Dang, Bobby. He's in the chat tonight, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that Hannibal tank can be pretty insane. I think is the Phaeton Helios spawn in that game mode or not?
Both Phaetons, 3 different tanks. You have the Tundra, Oni, and Hannibal tank. You have 3 Mantises, a Tundra Mantis, the Oni Mantis, and the Hannibal Mantis. You have regular Wasp and an Oni Wasp and the Hannibal Wasp.
Okay.
And then you have the Sword Wraith and...
Right, I know which one you're talking about. The light purple one.
No. The silver one. I can't think what it is now.
Right, yeah. I was thinking light purple. I know what you're talking about. The one that has the chain reaction explosions.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got a ghost, temple ghost, and I think a couple of gun gooses. It's still a lot of fun.
It always sucks when you get a gun goose in that mode, because just like, just someone kill me, please, so I can get a better vehicle.
Well, actually, I've actually gotten some kills with gun geese. The nice thing is if you can get up behind a tank or something and just unload on it, you're inside their fire range, so they can't kill you.
That's true. Thanks, Destiny Halo. It's the Wraith and Ghost Ultras.
Yes.
Very nice. I was able to catch the end of the stream last week, so it was fun to see you guys just kind of hopping in there and getting a couple games.
Yeah, I figured, what the heck, we'll end on a fun game. We've been kind of hot and heavy in Warzone all night, so.
Sounds good. Well, I have not been streaming since the MCC Insider, so I did not stream for any achievements this past weekend, but GT did upload the final video for Halo 5 Achieving Halo, so that will be published here in next couple of days, probably by Saturday. It'll be up on YouTube to view, so make sure you go check it out. And then if you haven't watched any of the episodes so far, if you're kind of new to our Achieving Halo series that GT does, then you can just watch the playlist for the Halo 5 stuff. And then it'll be on to Halo 2.
In the MCC.
Have you been practicing that a little bit more?
I've been... Well, luckily, the only level I really need to practice is the first one, just because I have to get the hang of using the Scarab gun. And yes, I'm using the Scarab gun, because Halo 2 on Legendary sucks. I don't care who you are. I'm not spending an hour and a half doing noob combos to get through the level and then having to cut it down.
That's for people who want to do the laser runs.
Yeah, if you want to do laser, go right ahead. I mean, do whatever.
Right.
You know, I'm not going for time and I'm not going for score on these runs just because, well, the time is because there's no way to do it and still pick up all the collectibles and still make the time. And score, I honestly haven't figured out the scoring system on MCC. Like, you know, I've tried to go for par scores and I get about halfway through the mission and then all of a sudden I quit scoring points. So I don't understand what's going on there.
That seems weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they have a time limit or what on it, but it just, I get halfway through the mission and all of a sudden I quit scoring points.
That might be a question to hit up to the 343 folks. That's weird.
Yeah. But, you know, it's something I'll work on. But my main thing is to make sure that I show you how to get as many achievements as possible, and score and time achievements are, you know, they're pretty self-explanatory and they kind of interfere with a lot of other achievements that I can show you how to get. So, you know, that need a little bit more explanation than just get there before the time runs out.
Got it. Well, Halo 2 is definitely one of the ones that sucks on Legendary. So,
well, actually with the Scarab gun, it won't be too bad. But once I get into Halo 3 and do Legendary, I don't have that luxury. It's back to noob combos.
You're right. But Halo 3, to me, is one of the lesser difficult games on Legendary.
Oh, yeah. It's nowhere near as bad as Halo 2. None of them are as bad as Halo 2 on Legendary.
None of them.
They don't even approach Halo 2 difficulty Legendary.
Halo 2 Legendary is like Mythic on default.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mythic without all the drawbacks of the skulls.
That's nuts.
Well, I'll get to recording that and we'll start getting those episodes out.
And you will be looking for people to help out on some missions, right?
On some missions, probably the bulk of them I'll be doing solo. There are a couple of co-op achievements that I'll be looking for one person to help with. So when those missions come up and I get to those missions, I'll put up a looking for group on the Xbox app or in the Xbox Club. And I'll, if I can remember, put something up on Twitter as well.
Sounds good. Cool. Shall we go ahead and dive into the news?
Sure.
All right, what should we start with? Should we start with Bulletin, MCC Insider Flight, or HCS format stuff?
Well, since we were already talking about classic Halo, why don't we start with Bungie?
Okay, we'll go ahead and jump right into that one then. So Bungie, in their latest update, has said that they are going to be retiring some legacy Halo resources on the Bungie.net website, including Bungie Pro videos, old Halo forums, and rich statistics for old Halo matches. So starting on June 28th at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, all of that stuff that I just mentioned will be going away from Bungie.net.
You know, I do remember them making the comment that they were only going to be leaving the Bungie Pro videos up for 2 months. Before they start, you know, cleaning house.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I thought they were all gone, you know, because I hadn't looked for them. But, you know, I thought all those videos were already gone. Apparently not.
Well, 10 years later and they were still up.
I mean, you know, I understand their focus is on other things right now. And I'm sure those pages don't get visited as often as they used to.
Probably not.
So if there's any information you want, make sure you get a screen cap or get it downloaded before the 28th of this month.
Yeah, it's one of those things that is kind of just, it was inevitable, I think, for the most part. And yeah, it just happens.
Well, 343's done it like 4 or 5 times now. You know, restructured their website to where you can't access those old stats.
Well, they reduced the reach stats before Bungie reduced some of these other stats that they had.
That was one of the nice things is at least some, you know, on the older your older played games, not just the older games, you could still look at those stats and still have full detail on them. But I'm not upset with them. I mean, I understand. You've only got so much space, and you know you have a new IP that's coming, and you have a more current IP that you're working on. So,
for sure. So again, they are removing all of the Bungie Pro videos. They are getting rid of the currently read-only Halo forums that are up there. So those are all going away. And then the detail views of old Halo matches will be trimmed down to just line item scores with career pages and overall medal chests.
I might have to try to find my stats.
So your general overall stats will still be there.
Yeah.
It's just all the detailed stuff will not.
Yeah, I haven't looked on that. Looked for a long time. I'm not even sure if I can find them.
If you go to halo.bungie.net, there's still the old kind of interface for Halo, I guess when they had it for Halo Reach and Halo 3. And if you find some old links to stats, it'll take you to the old Halo 3 style game statistics that they had up.
Yeah.
So there's a lot there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think I've lost all my links that I had.
There's some scattered around. Anyway, so that's the Bungie announcement. We haven't had a Bungie announcement on Halo in a long time.
Mm-hmm. About 10 years.
Well, we've had some stuff since then. I mean, Reach came out in, 2011? No, 2010. Okay. And they had Bungie Pro for 2010, I thought. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they had Bungie Pro for Halo Reach stuff. Because I remember the HMV Hell was used with Bungie Pro. Regardless, though, all that stuff is going away.
Kind of makes you wonder what they're doing with, you know, Myth and Marathon. And
I don't know. Good questions. Honestly, haven't played either of them, even though I think I downloaded them when they had the free downloads for them, and I just haven't bothered looking into them.
No, it's same here.
Those downloads are somewhere on my computer. Keeping in line with the classic stuff, shall we move into the MCC Insider Flight recap?
Sure.
All right, so Flight 2 was about 2 weeks ago, for those who either were either watching the streams or had been seeing all the posts on Twitter about people playing. They actually let us stream this time, so a lot of people got to see the experience behind the Insider Flight. That's one of the things that they were looking to do with the second flight, was kind of make it not as confidential, which I think helped a lot in kind of making things transparent. So good on 343 for that. There was a couple of different things that they were looking to really dive into for Flight 2. So Flight 1 was specifically looking at the matchmaking as it applied to peer-to-peer games. So instead of using dedicated service, there's a console that is chosen as the host, and then all the games are played off of that. So that was kind of Flight 1 to help verify some of the new network code that they were doing. They were also testing out matchmaking success rate and time to match. For Flight 2, they were doing the same thing, except for dedicated server operations instead of peer-to-peer server operations. And for the most part, it was a pretty positive response. They didn't quite hit the marks that they were looking to hit, because the player base that they were expecting actually wasn't as large, even though they did have 2 times the amount of people playing, which is kind of interesting. I would think that people signing up for MCC and actually getting into the MCC Insider would have been anxious to play. So it's interesting that they didn't get the expected numbers that they were hoping for in matchmaking. We had a lot of fun with it, though.
Yeah, from what I saw, it looked like everybody that was streaming it and was having a lot of fun with it.
We got to play with DJ and quite a few other podcast hosts and other community folks during Friday's Big Team Battle play test. And we got matched up with some 343 folks. Grim was actually playing with us too, and it was a blast. I don't think I've had that much fun in a big team lobby in quite some time. Probably since some Halo 4 BTB.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I was just digging around on the website, and the last game that I played that Bungie tracked for Halo 3, let's see, it was Infection on Sandtrap, and my top medals were a triple, a double, Splatter, Killjoy, and a Spartan laser kill.
Nice. Was it Big Team, or was it Objective Slayer?
Infection.
Oh, Infection. Yeah, laser on, well, I guess if it was pickup weapons.
Yeah. December 1st, 2011.
Wow. That's a while ago. That's probably the point where you changed over to Reach, I'm guessing. Because I thought they took...
I was probably playing customs with some... Yeah, these are custom games.
Okay.
The last Social Slayer that I did, I actually managed to get a second place on Valhalla.
Very nice.
But anyway, back to the current subject.
Yep. Other things in MCC that they were trying to accommodate as well was getting two play sessions in to better facilitate the regions outside of North America that were playing. So the first flight, they only had one play session every day, and it was later in the evenings. So a lot of the people in Europe didn't get a chance to play. So this time they had two different play sessions every day. One, at least in my time zone, was midday, and then one in the evening. So Europe would have been, I guess, kind of early afternoon to kind of the middle of the night. West Coast being morning and midday, or kind of mid-afternoon. Some additional goals that they were looking to get out of the flight as well was refining the overall build deployment process, continuing to look into ways to expedite and make more efficient their best practices and tools for getting more participation in future flights, experimenting with additional incentives to keep player participation up, keep on updating MCC builds with client and dedicated server improvements, and continue to get positive feedback from participants. On to the results. We have technical quality is still pretty high compared to the current build of MCC. Wasn't as high as Flight 1, or I'm sorry, Flight 2 is actually higher than Flight 1. I got that backwards for some reason. So everyone is really liking the changes that have been made to MCC, even between the two different flights. The program quality, that's just kind of how the MCC Insider program has been operating, and a couple other quality improvements of the MCC Insider build itself, overall was better. There's a couple of things that weren't quite up to par as some of the other ones. The game felt appropriately functional and playable to be released to flight players. That wasn't as high as Flight 1, but it was still pretty high. It was 86% for Flight 2, 88% for Flight 1. And then flight experience offered a good value of my time was the same at 74% each. In both of those categories, Flight 2 was more successful than Flight 1, which is moving more in the right direction. Some of the qualitative feedback that they got is people are really liking the dedicated servers for the experience, and this was all done with Halo 3 games. Fast matchmaking, updated graphics. Now, this was one that really stuck out to me. It seemed like the same 4K updates they made to the Halo 3 360 version, they applied here in MCC, because everything looked very crisp.
Yeah.
In Halo 3.
Well, that's good.
I'm hoping they kind of do that for the rest of the games in the collection. Just kind of doing some touch-up on probably at least Halo 4. Halo CE Anniversary campaign. Then Halo 2 Anniversary campaign and Halo 2 Anniversary multiplayer are probably kind of up to snuff already. So Halo 4 and Halo 3 ODST could benefit from a few touch-ups. So hopefully they kind of work on those as well. But that was one thing that I noticed right off firsthand was just the graphical fidelity of the textures was vastly improved. Some dislikes about the second flight. lack of skill-based matchmaking, desire for other games and modes, and longer search times. Long search times in the UK. The first and the third one comes down to just the player population that they have, not having enough people to fill out the matchmaking playlist searching, and then the desire for more games and modes. They're trying to make sure that everything is in a very close, tight-knit experience, and that way there's not too much thinning out of players among different playlists. So, I mean, all those make sense for the small environment that the flight is in.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I will say for me, the dedicated servers was a detriment to me. I did some comparison games between Halo 3 and Halo 3 on MCC Insider.
Yeah.
I personally had worse shot registration on the Insider build than I did on MCC proper.
Hmm.
Apparently, I'm one of very few people that think that. Although someone told me that Tazman also has a similar feeling, and he just joined the chat as well. So, Taz, if you want to back me up on that.
Yeah, well, I've never had any luck with Halo 3 in any of its forms for shot registration. So,
I mean, to me, the way that MCC Insider felt, it felt like if I was playing Halo 3 on 360. That's how the shot registration felt.
Yeah. Well, that does give you a more classic gameplay.
That is very
true. It's iconic. Oh.
Yes, that word has been thrown around a lot lately.
Both of those words have been thrown around way too much.
Especially with the Infinite trailer.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, I've never had any luck with shot registration in Halo 3, whether it be on Xbox One or 360 or even back compat. It just, and I'm sure it's me, but I've never been able to reliably make my shots connect.
Yeah.
You know, it's just me.
I don't think it's just you though, because Halo 3 1 has a really messed up aiming system. Mm-hmm. And 2, they do I think Halo 3 is one of the only games where you have to lead your shots. I think every other game for Halo has been hit scan.
Yeah, and all the other games, I don't have a problem. You know, if I don't hit somebody, that's because I'm not pointing a gun at them.
Right.
Although, there's always the mythical fuel rod shot between the legs.
What, just flying through the legs?
Yeah. Had one of those tonight playing Super Fiesta.
Those are one of those things. It's like when you're on the receiving end of that, you're glad it passes through. And when you're on the firing end of that, it's like, dang it.
See, that's just it. I'm never on the receiving end.
You got to practice that yoga.
Yeah, Spartan, I guess.
Spartan yoga. Overall, from Jessa Birdie, who's the one from the Microsoft research team that's helping lead the MCC Insider effort, a few quotes that she got back were the fact that the 4K graphics looked amazing, had a lot of good stability throughout the game, good improvements on match loading, variety, and playlists. And yeah, some other takeaways that they have from this is the pre-flight early access is, they're going to keep on doing that to help identify some of the initial issues before heading into the play session weekends to kind of fix initial bugs. So that helped a lot. It's still up as well. So for those that are getting invited to actually participate in the Insider is actually live, despite not having to do, or despite not doing dedicated play tests, it is still up. So for people that are getting approves into the MCC Insider, you can actually go in and play. Population is down a lot at the moment, so it is likely that you will not find a game very quickly, but there are a scattering of people playing on the MCC Insider build. Skill and party matching is another thing that they are hearing people talk about, and they have that stuff turned off just because of the small amount of insiders that they have been letting into these couple flights. But good thing is, for the next flight, they're actually planning on opening it up to everyone in the MCC Insider program. So that is good news for everybody who's registered into the program so far, including you, GT.
Mm-hmm. Live from my living room, the MCC Insider update. Oh,
there you go. There will be lots of streams when that next flight comes out.
Yeah, when I play, I will probably be streaming it as well. My Insider Xbox is now in my living room, so you guys get to see my couch.
Yes.
But, you know, it's I'm looking forward to it. I really want to have a positive experience, and from what I've seen in these first two flights, it sounds like it will be. You know, even if they still don't have the skill-based turned on, it still will be fun to see, you know, how well the game performs. Now, you know, granted, when they turn the skill-based matchmaking on, it's going to slow down matchmaking. But it shouldn't be a huge appreciable difference.
No. And that's just part of the algorithm. It takes a little while to get everything set up and to find the right players. And there's obviously going to be a buffer window where the game's going to say, okay, I'm going to allocate this much time to actually doing my skill-based searching. And then if I can't find anything, then I'll open up my search criteria. So with how quickly the matching is going on now, when the final patch comes out, it's not going to be as fast as it is now, because there's other elements to the matchmaking system that are not active at the moment. Just something to keep in mind. But Flight 3 might actually help with that, because if we get everybody in there, then they can probably enable those systems, see how they respond. They're also looking at including the entirety of MCC, so that would include all 8 different games in the MCC Insider build. And they might try to smash as much stuff into this next flight to iron out more kinks and maybe fix some campaign co-op, especially on Halo 2.
Yeah, because everybody wants to do that.
Some people might want to do it for Lazo. We shall see.
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt it'll be a full installation. You know, I don't think things like skulls and achievements will be loaded in as well. I mean, it's possible the campaigns are there, but I think they're still going to focus more on the multiplayer.
I mean, that seems to be the major point of it, because that's what people play the most of, I think.
Well, I mean, that's MCC's bread and butter, is multiplayer.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. People play it for the campaign. I play it for the campaign. I don't play it for multiplayer. If I want multiplayer, I go to Halo 5. But I think their focus is mainly on the multiplayer side. Don't get me wrong. There's some things that the campaign will benefit from.
Oh, sure. Dedicated servers hopefully being one of those things.
Well, I don't know if the campaign's going to be on the dedicated servers. I think that's still going to be peer-to-peer.
It might.
Because they're already they've already stated that customs will still be peer-to-peer. You know, they're not going to rent or allocate server for customs or campaign, I believe. Because there's very little benefit to it.
Sure. I can see that.
I'm not saying there's no benefit, because, yeah, it would definitely benefit, especially custom games. It'd make it easier for people to drop in and drop out, because they're connecting to a server and not to another Xbox. And it will make the map loads faster that way. But I just don't see them doing that for campaign. And, you know, they've already stated they're not going to do it for customs. So
very nice.
But I think it'll be fine. You know, seeing cool. that when you're doing customs, you're not having to worry about looking for other players. You know, as long as they can make the peer-to-peer connection stable to where people can join easily without, you know, all the other issues that they were having before, I think it'll be just fine. Yay, host advantage for the win. Oh.
They do say entire MCC down there. So, and while I agree there is probably more focus on the multiplayer at this point, judging by what that's saying, they're also going to include some campaign stuff. or they want to. I shouldn't say they're going to, because this is a they say the current target plan in the next slide is essentially to include the entire MCC opened up to everyone in the program.
Yay, another 100 gigabytes. Oh.
Well, you should be able to select which stuff you want. There's that part too.
Yeah, if I'm going to play it, I'm going to play all of it.
Well, I will too. Thankfully, I have the little 2 terabyte hard drive that I got from Intel. So I have some space. Yay. A couple other things from the Insider Flight before we wrap up this part. They had to bust out the ban hammer. Apparently, there was some people not saying kind words to 343 folks that got them promptly removed from the Insider program.
Big Brother is listening. That's stupid, people.
Yeah. Like, it shouldn't be that difficult to realize, hey, don't bad talk to developers because they can just kick you off their game.
Well, it's just being that way to people in general. You know, there's no call for it.
Some people just, it's like, really? It is what it is, sadly.
You know, are we all like 5 years old? Come on.
Not all of us, I think. It was just one of those things when I heard it, I'm like, wow, you've been selected to participate in something that's very limited and you're going to risk it by bad talking the developers?
Yeah, that makes sense. Stupid.
The ban hammer was executed a couple of times. It's
an indication of how intelligent some people really aren't.
Unfortunately, yes. And they have a list of overachievers. People who played the most over the official 3 days for the flight are Halo Pro, which I matched up against him quite a few times with people. XSV Friction Just, Fish MVN, or I guess Fishman, I matched up against him. And Luminosity, I matched up against him too.
That couldn't have been a good game.
We got smashed.
Yeah.
We got pummeled. It was not good. Gregor, Friction Just, XSV, Clutchy, and Fishman were the ones that got the most played games out of the entire build from the 5th of June through the 14th. If you are interested in joining the MCC Insider program, then check out one of the flight recaps. Check out one of the Insider posts. There's no better time to join up than now. Short link is also aka.ms/MCC signup. Moving on to the online format and dates post for HCS. There is online play starting this weekend, and registration actually ends tonight, I think.
Yes.
Tomorrow? Tonight? Tomorrow? Something like that? Yeah. Teams must complete registration by Thursday at 11:59 p.m. Eastern, which as of right now, when we're recording this, that is in 2 hours and 8 minutes. So by the time you're listening to this by download, it is too late.
It's too late. By a long time.
By a long shot. Online play does start, though, this weekend. There is a schedule for online tournaments. We have June 23rd and 24th, June 30th and July 1st, which the semifinals and finals will be live broadcasted on June 3rd. Play live and broadcast on July 3rd? That's interesting. So I guess they have the normal tournament schedule on the 30th and the 1st, and then that's okay.
The 2nd and 3rd, they'll do the semifinals and finals.
No, it says the semifinals and finals will be played on July 3rd. So I guess Saturday, Sunday is going to be bracket play, and then Tuesdays are going to be semifinals and finals. Okay, whatever. Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
No, but whatever. July 7th and 8th, July 21st and 22nd, July 28th and 29th with semifinals and finals broadcast on the 31st of July, August 18th and 29th. I think that's 18th and 19th. There's a typo. I'm going to have to tell Sketch or Tashi, one of the two. August
that's
25th
a long
and
tournament.
Yeah, 18th through 29th. That's a long one. August 25th and 26th, September 1st and 2nd, which doesn't really make sense because that's PAX.
I'm not the one that makes the rules.
I know, but really? So September 1st and 2nd, September 8th and 9th, October 6th and 7th with semifinals and finals on the 9th, October 13th and 14th, October 20th and 21st, October 27th, 28th with semifinals and finals on October 30th, November 3rd and 4th, and November 10th and 11th. Online tournaments broadcast on July 3rd, 31st, October 9th, and October 30th. These will be broadcasted from the MLG studios in New York City. These are all, they're called 2K finals. I don't know if that means there's $2,000 on the line for those tournaments.
Sounds about right.
I mean, it sounds right, but it's not listed explicitly as $2,000 tournaments. I will have to see if I can dig that out. I mean, that makes sense that those are going to be $2,000 tournaments, but I can't make heads or tails of those.
Well, I mean, that's what 2K stands for.
Yeah, but there's not a dollar sign in front of it. Anyways, moving along, we have the online tournaments are going to be broadcasted on Mixer, Twitch, and MLG. So you can check out all those Halo channels there. HCS New Orleans is going to be happening very soon. 12 pro teams from will be qualified from around the world, 8 North American, 2 European, 1 Australian, and 1 Latin American, fully sponsored by 343. And then there will be 4 teams from open bracket that will be played from Orlando. And this is going to be taking place on July 13th through the 15th. And tickets are available. So if you head on over to halo.gg/New Orleans 2018, that gets you all the information that you need in order to get tickets, participate, tournament formats, spectator tickets, all that jazz. Grandfather teams that will be coming into group play at New Orleans is going to be Splice, Tox Gaming, Team Envious, Team Reciprocity, Renegades, Elevate, Team Infused, and Straight Rippin'. Team Infused being the one team from the EU that will be grouped into play at New Orleans. HCS London is going to be September 14th through 16th. 6 teams from North America will receive travel and hotel coverage. And then 4 teams from Europe will receive travel and hotel coverage. More details will be coming out on the finals. I don't have that out yet. Series layout for pool play. It's going to be best of 3. It's going to be objective. Looks like CTF's going to be, this is going to be probably pool play. So first pool play is going to be CTF, Slayer, Strongholds. Second pool play will be Stronghold, Slayer, Oddball. And then third pool play will be Oddball, Slayer, CTF. For the first bracketed play, it's going to be best of 5. Game 1. Or the game order is going to be CTF, Slayer, Stronghold, Oddball, Slayer for first games. Stronghold, Slayer, Oddball, CTF, and Slayer for second round games. And Oddball, Slayer, CTF, Strongholds, and Slayer for third round games. And then best of 7 is probably going to be for the semifinals and the finals. Semifinals, bracket finals, and grand finals. And that is your HCS update.
So rinse and repeat.
Yep. And now for the latest Halo update, which was posted 20 minutes before we started our podcast. At least Grim got out before we started. I will give him credit there.
Yeah, he did get it out before we started, not halfway through the show.
Yes. So thank you, Grim. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
This one is called To Infinite and Beyond. And when he tweeted this out, he said that he's been waiting so long to use this tagline in an update. And he finally got the chance to do it. And no, it's not infinity. It's infinite. They have been making that clarification over and over again. It's kind of sad, unfortunate, but somewhat understandable. So they're going through the initial responses of what happened at E3. There's a link to Chris Lee's post that was made right after the Halo Infinite reveal. You can find that out on the blog. They also link to the announcement trailer. iSpyful put together a compilation of reactions. I don't know if the video that they linked here is his video specifically. Yep, it is. Just checked. And it's about 10 minutes of people reacting to the Halo Infinite announcement. And you can see a lot of people responding either at the Marines or seeing the Warthog in the water, seeing the Master Chief helmet. It gives me goosebumps seeing this and seeing people so excited for the franchise again.
It's got me excited.
The thing right below it is the concept art that was drawn by Espen Setevic. Goes by Espen Artman on Twitter, which I will be following him now. And he has a couple of concept artwork which match pretty well what we saw in the trailer or in the teaser. You see the same rings, lake, grass, and mountains in the distance. It's a little more kind of a grim gray scene that we have on the concept art, but you can see where in the trailer it fits right in, right as the Marines are throwing the smoke signal. And then the one right below it with the Warthog driving across open terrain with one of the energy release points or buildings shooting up a little blue beam. That's also a pretty clear shout out to when Chief is driving the Warthog across the open terrain before the logo reveal. So it's nice to see the close resemblance of the concept art to the trailer. I think it works really well there.
Yes, it does.
We mentioned this last week, but they posted here again. There is the Waypoint forum post where they have a little community care package of screenshots, GIFs, GIFs, and banner images that you can use across social media. They also link to the HCS updates, which we just covered. Link to the MCC Insider flight update that they posted this morning that we just covered. And now we are on to the Halo 5 Arena season. Next Thursday on the 28th, the next Halo 5 Arena season will be coming down the pipeline. So now is the time to get your arena ranked matches done and getting that one rank if you so choose, and getting a little more experience with a new matchmaking ranking system using the MMR instead of the CSR. Also, on the social playlist side, Halo 3 Throwback is now in play along with Rocks and Rails, which will be here for another week. In the July-August season, we'll also see Triple Team enter the rotational playlist, and Warzone Turbo will also be rolling out the next weekend, which sucks because I'll be on my honeymoon, so I won't get a chance to play it. But I'll be on my honeymoon, so I won't care. I might be able to play it maybe one or two games before we leave because it'll be out on Thursday. They had another social stream this week. Sketch and Grim were on playing some Rocks and Rails and other fun community stuff. And Grim apparently got an overkill, which is probably pretty rare. So check that out. Well,
you shoot a rocket enough times, it's eventually going to happen.
Between lots of exploding bits, yeah, I could see it happening. So, Bobby, I don't know. That's a good question. Turbo, they've cut short a lot of times when they put it out. I hope it's more than just a Thursday to Monday type of thing, but it's hard to say at this point. They do have a VOD up on Mixer, so you can check out the link to it on the update, or you can just go to the mixer.com/Halo page, and there'll be a list of VODs, and there'll be the latest one up there. The Halo Wars Community Invitational is upon us. This can be happening on Saturday at 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. Pacific time. And this is the grand final. So between the Banished, Breaking the Clutch, and Team Respawn, all these Halo Wars 2, I guess, competitive sites are coming together to have this grand finals, and there's a full bracket and roster that they have over at Breaking the Clutch. They have a list of 16 people that are in the running for, I guess, for this tournament. I might try to tune into that a little bit. That will be interesting to watch. I've seen some League of Legends gameplay before, so I'm wondering how quick screens are going to be moving around for Halo Wars 2 compared to something like that, or what's another RTS game that's pretty competitively popular. I know there's one, but I don't know why I'm not thinking of it. Some radar blips. Collateral damage issue number 2 is going to be coming out here pretty soon. Actually, is that already actually? No, it's on pre-order, but it's supposed to be coming out the week of July 4th, so that's going to be in a couple of weeks. Bad Blood hits store shelves next week as well, on June 20th. They have a little PSA for everybody. The game is called Halo Infinite. There's no colon, no number, no hyphen, no hints. Infinity is the ship. Infinite is the game. And the winner of the Halo Challenge is Sparky237. So they, so two people recording a video, and I guess they have to fight over which one is going to get the Xbox One X. So good luck with that. They announced the next loot crate as the first entries into Series 3. This one is going to focus on Noble Team, with Carter taking the spotlight in the leadership-themed crate. You can pre-order this now over at podtackler.com/loot crate. And as long as you order it by August 15th, you will secure your crate. If you use PodTackler at checkout, you'll get $3 off your crate or any subscription level that you get. Now, we were talking about this one before the show, GT. And these are kind of funny.
Ah, the Hunter memes.
Yeah, the Hunter memes are quite entertaining. So this actually started off from people... this is a while ago, actually. This is since May 11th. But it finally kind of surfaced up to the 343 folks, and I didn't even know this was going on. So thank you, Grim, for pulling this out of the ether and showing it to us, because dang, are these funny. So Late Night Gaming tweeted a render of the Hunters in Halo 4. So it's just like a asset model overview type thing. And he tweeted out, "The Hunters look so hilarious when they stand straight up. He looks like he's waiting in a line at the movies." And someone went to Photoshop the Hunter that's facing away into a queue at a cinema. That was Uber Nick. And then Jeremy Cook is a pretty well-known artist. Had a Hunter looking at lava lamps. There's one ordering food at McDonald's. One standing next to Chief at the end of Halo 4 looking out upon Earth. There's a Pokemon reference. There's a Hunter delivering pizza. There's a Chief looking at what would have been the holographic Cortana at the end of Halo 3. But instead it's a Hunter. Difficulty scale being easy, normal, heroic, legendary, and Hunter. And then, of course, you wouldn't have to leave it out without having a Hunter standing where Chief stood in the Halo Infinite teaser.
Yeah. And don't forget, Hunter, the Fall of Reach. Oh. Ah.
These are really, really funny.
Yeah. There's a lot of talented people out there.
There really is. This is just too funny. The Hunter memes, they are I'm
the strange things people come up with when they get bored,
but do they make for some good laughs and entertainment?
Oh yeah.
And then there's some other inspired artwork done by the community. There is a helmet or Master Chief sketch. This is a sketch of the Halo 5 E3 poster that they had, the one with Chief just looking sideways. There's Bailey's back at making the loot crate image in Halo 5 screenshots. So way to go, Bailey. Way to hop on that one again. And then Sabo627 did some, I guess, kind of paint art, watercolor art, something of the like. And I think I have another typo in here. I think, yep, there's a typo. All right, Grim, I'm calling you out on this one. Apparently, Grim even called Halo Infinite Halo Infinity.
Ooh, busted.
Yep. Sorry, Grim, but not sorry. So there's that. A little bit on down, there's a trailer breakdown from Toa Freak, Hidden Xperia, and another one I'm not familiar with. This one is Breaking the Clutch. I've seen a couple of his videos. And then there is a Halo 4 pencil, or Halo 4 cover art pencil drawing, can't speak, by Gotta Burn Email 7. That's an interesting name. Couple of cool things on Reddit this week. Some community hot shots. Bumblebee makes another appearance. Some Ungoy screenshots from Warzone. ODST screenshots. And it looks like might be from Halo Reach. Yeah, it looks like they're Halo Reach screenshots. Some Warzone Firefight Urban screenshots. More Halo 3 ODST screenshots. And Timmy the Kid on Twitter has a screenshot that they did for, or in response to the World Cup going on right now. And they have an elite on there and says, the elite's name is Sava Penalty, which I thought was pretty funny. On Reddit, someone did stylized posters for Halo, Halo 2, and Halo 3, which look really cool. And another one that wasn't in the community update, I don't know if this is because it was a little more after the fact of when he made the update or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's in next week's. But there's a Chief and Arbiter SFM screenshot that was done, and it looks amazing. For those of you in the channel, go ahead and link it. It will be the thing that will be in the podcast art for this week, because it just looks so, so good. And at the very end, Grim posts a picture of Covenant Art Glass, which sells stained glass, etched glass, glasses, supplies, and glass planet remains. There you go.
The Covenant is invading! Oh.
They're already here.
One business is at a time.
Yeah. That's funny. And that's it for the news today. Or this week. Nothing big in the community is going on. I know the Halo 2 Forge-tacular is still under judgment. I think they have one more week before they wrap up the final verdicts on things. So hopefully by next week we'll have something to talk about on that front. We'll see. There is the Halo Wars 2 tournament stuff that's going to be happening this weekend. Other community stuff, though, I don't think there is anything that I'm currently looking at.
Nothing that I know of.
As far as our Spartan company goes, we are still looking for that Achilles helmet. We are getting pretty close to quickly killing three or more enemy Spartans. We still have another 368 to go on that one, and that's our closest level 5 to finish. Followed closely behind by hijacking or skyjacking, which we have another 126 on that one. And of course, at the very bottom, which will probably always stay at the very bottom, is killing Marines. And we just have a lot. Shoulder bashes and killing Marines. Those are the two big ones that we need help with.
A lot of help.
Yes. We do have some spots in the Spartan company, so if you want to head on over to podtaggler.com/company, that will take you straight to the company on Halo Waypoint. You can request to enlist. I will be going out and clearing some spots for members that have not been playing Halo 5, so there will be plenty of spots for you to join up. If you are looking for the Achilles helmet, we we'll be more than happy to have you come on over and help us get there. We currently have 11 out of 31 kill mastery commendations complete. 20 to go. It's a long road.
Mm-hmm.
Long road. And that will wrap it up for the show tonight. Wow. Okay. That's almost over. Because I can't speak anymore. Make sure you check us out on all our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, Mixer, Instagram, YouTube, Spartan Company, Xbox Club, all that stuff. If you just search for Pod Tackler, you will find it. And no pins, no MySpace. Or whoever's going to make that comment out there.
No, they wouldn't make that comment, would they?
It happens about every other show, I think. I'm on to you guys. You can also check out our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming specific shows, including Critzcast, Work in Progress, The Learning Cliff, How to Murder Time, Podcast 76, Guardian Radio. I think I got them all. You can find them over at thepodcast.com. They're great podcasts to listen to. It is worth listening to for the quality, and especially if you're interested in the games that they cover, the topics that they include over there. So Guardian Radio is a Destiny podcast, Critzcast being a TF2 podcast, Podcast 76 being an Overwatch podcast, and The Learning Cliff being an EVE Online podcast, which actually they might have stopped making episodes. So it might just be the three main ones, Guardian Radio, Critzcast, and Podcast 76. I have to double check on that one. Again, you can find them over at thepodcast.com. You can get the latest book coming out in about a week. Going over to podtackler.com/badblood, that'll take you to the Amazon page where you can go order the book, and you can pre-order it now in case there's a price drop. You can get a secure low price on the book. Right now it is going for, helps if I type in the link correctly.
Yeah.
Paperback right now is $14.40. Kindle version is $11.99. Audio CD, eek, is $29.99. And audiobook is $14.88.
That's not a bad price.
No. Configuring that the... or wow, I really can't talk. Considering that the paperback is just $14.40. Again, podtackler.com/badblood will take you straight to the Amazon page for you to purchase it. Make sure you check out the Halo Hub. It's a community hub that is for community content sharing and promotion. So we have quite a few people over there. I actually made a bot for it over this past weekend, which has a couple of cool features in it. You can play a little dual mini game. You can duel another person in the server and it'll randomly give you an outcome of who wins and loses and how. So I'm pretty proud of that. And it also does some quotes and a couple other fun little things. So thehalohub.com, it's a Discord server started by Haas, for those who know, one of our former co-hosts on the show and former community manager. And we are trying to get things gearing up there to share community content. So head on over to the Halo Hub and start sharing your content or start engaging with other people's content. We're trying to keep it a positive place to be. So come on over and have some fun. You can check us out on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern when we record our podcast. Next week is going to be a little different, likely going to be on Tuesday. One, because I will be leaving on Friday for my honeymoon, which I am excited for. And two, we are going to have the PBL folks on as guest hosts for next week. So PBL is another Halo League, Pro Battle League, and they actually have regional divisions. So there's a Pittsburgh team, there is a Boston team, there's a Houston team, there's a Dallas team, there's a New York team. So they're all regional teams, almost like sports teams. And they will be into their semifinals or have played the semifinals this weekend. So they will be on Tuesday, most likely, to talk about what their league is, how the league has gone so far for this season and what we can expect for the semifinals and or finals coming up for PPL this season. So we're excited to have them on the show. You can also check us out on Friday nights at 8:30, where GT hosts Fraggin' Fridays. And it sounds like we are getting quite a few people every week, which is awesome. Thank you, everyone, for coming out and playing with GT and the rest of the Podtacular crew. Sounds like mostly it's been Warzone lately and Customs because of party size, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've been out growing big teams, so.
There you go. That's a lot of fun. You gotta get some new Customs in there, too.
Yeah, I've gotta clean out the bookmarks and bring in some new ones. I wish they would give you a way to organize them.
Yeah.
Not the latest downloaded, just sort of my name. I don't care.
Give us some sort of sorting features. Something. Yeah, that could be improved. I agree with you there. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing this Sunday, but normally on Sundays, I do achievement hunting streams. I've been doing Master Chief Collection lately. If I do one this weekend, I'm not sure which game I will be doing. It will most likely be MCC. It could be Halo Wars 2. But those usually take place at 10 p.m. Eastern time for the achievement hunting streams. And then I'll obviously be off the next 2 weeks because I'll be on my honeymoon. And we'll be right back in the saddle to get some more achievements. I'll probably be focusing on the campaign achievements for MCC, like the scoring and the time and any other mission-specific stuff. And I'll be researching how to do Lazo. Pray for me.
Pray for his immortal soul!
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if it was one level per stream.
If that.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm going to just save... Oh, wait, I can't save checkpoints because I'm going to be running solo. Okay.
That is one thing I did like about Reach and Halo 4. You could save checkpoints.
That is nice. I think you can still do checkpoints for co-op. But sometimes I've heard co-op Lazo makes it more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Especially on Halo 2.
Yeah. Any last words for the fellows at home, GT?
I am done.
I guess, and gals too. I'm going to leave everyone with one last thing. Please go review us on Stitcher and iTunes and anywhere else where you get the podcast and you have the ability to review it. We want to try to get ourselves back up in the namesake list for getting people to the show. And reviews, unfortunately, is the best way to do that. The last review we had for Podtacular, I think, was almost 10 months ago on iTunes. So if you guys haven't reviewed the show before, drop us a review. We would happily give out some Platinum Rec Packs for anyone who reviews. Doesn't matter what the score is, just a review would be helpful at this point. I believe Stitcher also does reviews. Google Podcast does not do reviews. And I don't think Windows Podcasts or whatever it's called doesn't do reviews. So Stitcher and iTunes, I think, are the two places right now that do reviews. So that would be much appreciated if you guys could do that. We'll leave it there for tonight. Thanks, everyone, for either listening to us on Mixer or Twitch tonight or downloading the show. We appreciate all the support that you guys have for us. And we will see you all this weekend. Keep on fragging them trucks.